Here's another one for the In Case You Missed It podcast with TC and Dina B, brought to you by Xfinity.
All right, so I have to start with, did your baby get a Birkin yet?
Man, I didn't even realize how much those things cost.
He didn't even know what a Birkin was.
I had no, you.
To be honest, I didn't know it was like an Hermes bag. I learned that like 2 weeks ago.
You turned with that song, so many guys now having to splurge for those gifts with that song.
No, honestly, I feel like that's for like first ladies and like monarchs. Like, that's who that's, and princesses of, yeah, for okay, sure. Well, royalty.
I had to start out the gate with that one because I was very curious about it.
You know how much that bag costs?
Oh yeah, like 50 grand, 100 grand.
Yeah, it goes higher than that.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's like probably like a used one, like at 50. Yeah. That's like if you get like, you buy it off of somebody.
100%.
Off of a truck.
Yeah.
Off a truck. Yeah, for sure.
No, but he was singing along and I'm like, do you know what a Birkin? He's like, nope.
No, I sang that song 25,000 times. I had no idea. Now I know my wife's over there. She just has me saving up, trying to take out a second mortgage because of Shaboozy. But we're doing it, everyone.
But everybody's been singing that song, of course, not just because of the Birkin drop, for sure. Up for first time nominee at the ACM Awards coming up. That's
so
huge.
Cool.
Congrats.
So
What's the feeling like? I mean, single of the year, new artist of the year. How does that feel?
It's amazing. You know, I think last year, I think it's really cool to just see just the growth. You know, I think exponential growth, if anything. You know, last year I was there and I think the song had just went number one on Hot Country from like maybe 2 weeks at that time or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And I was even just a big deal, you know, before that happened. And I was like, man, how do you get a song to go number one on Hot Country? Like that was something that was impossible to fathom to me at that time.
Right.
And then to see that happen, right, and just kind of feel like I was like a little bit on the outside looking in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To then, you know, breaking through, I think it's just hopefully inspires the next artist as well to just keep working and their time's coming, which I think I do a lot of. I think I just motivate the next person to keep working and they can get there too, you know, no matter what they feel like, what they may look like or what they may sound like or what they're bringing to the table, that just authenticity can just, you know,
shine through.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I think it's going to be a big year again. I think the ACM Awards are going to be exciting for you. Yeah. It's just my prediction. I'm going to put it out there.
Yeah.
And good luck at that award show. Yeah,
so a question. So I saw that before you wanted to be an author before. You also have your very own production company.
Yeah.
If there's a story to be told, you're going to tell it in one way or another. Writing, production, music, of course, that we all know. Do you have any movies out there? Are you going to be in John Wick 5 or anything like that?
No, man, but I'm always coming up with, like, always seeing different ideas or different stories I feel like deserve to be told. So I'm excited whenever I get the opportunity to really get something going. I think I'm going to make some really, really great, powerful movies, man. Seriously, I'm excited about that.
How is it jumping into the movie world? I mean, kind of jumped into the music world and conquered it like this. You think it's going to be that easy for movies and things?
You know, I think, you know, I think what we've done so far has already been such a challenge, and it just shows, again, I think just following a lot of those, the process I did in music as far as just being patient and working hard and not giving up. I think if you have those qualities, you can get anything done in this
and just
life.
Grind.
That's amazing, man.
Yeah.
Anything done.
All right, I got to bring this up before we wrap this. Do you have a ever-loving supply of nerds now from the Super Bowl ad?
You know what? I got a good amount, man. I mean, you know, I had one bag. I had one bag that I've actually just been, you know, I think I just finished it.
Okay.
One bag goes a long way with the nerds.
Yeah, they do.
Seriously.
You can do those before you go out on stage. They give you like a jolt.
They're so good. Yeah, they're so good. You're right. I'm going to have those at Coachella.
Okay.
For sure. I'm going to put those on my rider.
There we go. That's it.
I
now
love
on
that.
There.
Mm-hmm. We got one more surprise.
Yeah, before
for
we
you.
Let you go, would you mind signing something for us here?
Sure.
And then if you don't mind, just telling us a little story behind this picture.
And, you know, I think this was probably 2015.
Oh.
My friend had this really cool Chevy. I think it was like a C10 or something like that. Just so beautiful, all red. And, you know, I've always been a fan of vintage cars. So I just felt like, you know, I was just like, I got to take a picture on this truck.
I love it.
Cool fit, man. Look at my hair. I was a little handsome right there. I said that when I saw the picture.
I thought it was like a modeling shoot.
I'm probably like 19, but I'll definitely sign this picture for you. It's one of my favorite pictures I've ever taken.
Awesome.
It's definitely, it looks like a model photo, like for sure.
I got to get back to this.
You and me both. 2015, forget it.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, thank you so much for that.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, guys. That's a sick picture. I'd frame that.
Yeah. We're framing it for sure. Backstage live here at Tortuga Music Festival with Shaboozy.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.